What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Head coach of your Maryland Terrapins, he's Kevin Willard. Coach, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Good morning, guys. Feeling great. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. We'll talk about the Nebraska game. You're up 9, about 5-plus left in the game, and then they come back. They tie it, and Gillespie with the big hoop, and you eventually win it. What got them back into the game when it looked like everything, Coach, was certainly in your favor in the closing minutes there?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something interesting that when you go through conference play, and now in the new era of kind of having a new team every year, just getting guys to understand that certain teams aren't going to give you very many possessions, and making sure that we value possessions towards the end of the game. Teams like Northwestern, Nebraska, really kind of grind you out on the defensive end. We'll hold the ball for 25, 26 seconds. And really, we only had 5 possessions in the last 5 minutes of the game, and we didn't take good shots. So it was a matter of, we need to get better shots. Even though we're up 9, we need to value those possessions late in the game.
Now, Geronimo comes off the bench, and he flashed at Washington a couple of weeks ago. Minutes have been kind of limited. I know he's a coach. He's been banged up injury-wise, but that burst of energy that he brought to the equation, how do you talk to a guy like him? And he's a veteran player, played at Indiana, been at Maryland for a couple of years, explaining roles and how he's ready to rise to the occasion, if you will, when called upon.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the good thing about, having some older guys. And Jordan's one of those mature young men that kind of understands – he missed a big 3 weeks of the season, and other guys stepped up. And now that we get into conference play, everyone's got to be ready. We've been trying to balance out playing Julian Reese and Derek Queen and trying to get someone in there with those guys at times that can shoot the basketball a little bit better. But Jordan's always been ready, and, just felt like we need some defensive intensity in the Nebraska game. And I can always, count on Jordan to come in and give us great energy.
Kevin Willard, head basketball coach, University of Maryland, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Terps at Champaign, taking on 17th-ranked Illinois in a couple of days. We'll talk about that here in a minute or two. You mentioned Julian Reese. We know the double-doubles are there, but the free-throw percentage. And I said on the air last year, Coach, that, I'm left-handed. I'm from Baltimore. I'm 60. But, I could shoot a little bit. Back in the day, I was like, I could shoot free throws better than him. Now, here he is pushing 70%. Why the dramatic turnaround? Because he was huge with the foul shots in a lot of these games so far this season.
Yeah, I think, going into the season, I think Julian kind of understood that if he shot somewhere in the 70% range or even a little bit above, he would have averaged 4 more points per game last year. And 4 points doesn't seem like a lot, but when you're averaging 4 more than, and you're averaging 16 points a game and you could have been averaging 20, that changes your stats and your direction of your career dramatically. So he went into the offseason last year and really worked on his form and his release. And he kind of understood that it was a weakness of his, and if he made it a strength, it could really not only help us, but really help him in his future.
Now, Derek Queen only had 3, and Hummel was giving him the business for maybe not knowing. It was a 1-on-1 late in the game, didn't box out. But what did the mayor, Fred Hoiberg, and his Huskers do to maybe take him out of the game a little bit?
Yeah, I think, now that – and Derek's getting used to this, in the fact that now he's on everyone's scout report, and now that we've gotten into league play – and every night you're going against, he went up against 2 fifth-year seniors the other night. And just getting used to the physicality, I think that's the biggest thing that he's getting used to, is the fact that every night now he's going up against more than likely a fifth-year senior or a senior at his position. And they're looking at him as this, this hot freshman who's on the draft boards, and they're looking to go at him and prove to everybody that, look at me. So he's just got to understand and realize a little bit that he's got a target on his back, and he has to go into every game ready for that.
Kevin Willard, head basketball coach, University of Maryland. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. All right, Illinois Thursday, ranked number 17. Tough loss for them against Michigan State, but they are one of the top teams in the country, Riley and the kid from Lithuania, whose name I can't pronounce, are both considered to be high draft prospects. Five guys in double figures. I mean, they're a really good team, as you know. How do they present problems for you Thursday night at 9 Eastern in Champaign?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is if you look at their three-point disparity. I mean, they've taken 100 more threes in conference play than their opponents. They've made 30 more threes. They're a team that has scored 109 at Oregon. They put up 94 at Indiana. They're a team that when they're shooting the basketball at a high level, they're almost impossible to beat because they defend the three so well. So the biggest thing for us is we're going to have to try to defend that three-point line as best as possible because they really live and die by it.
Hey, Kevin, you guys are 0-4 on the road. Is there going to be anything that you're going to try to do different or do different, or you just got to – what can you do better on the road that you're not doing?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us, and we did a little bit better job at against Northwestern, I think for us, you know, we've had leads late in the second half. We're up 5 against Purdue. At Purdue, you know, we had a lead at Washington. We had a lead at Oregon late in the game. Is we've had some bad offensive possessions in all those games, and just we need to have better offensive sequences because our defense has been good enough to win games, but we've done some things offensively that have really hurt us on the road that we can get away with at home because of our crowds and playing at home. But on the road, we just got to execute a little bit better offensively towards the end of the games.
Coach, last thing for you. How closely do you follow the KenPom and the net rankings and the bracketology? For instance, CBS has you an 8 seed. They talk about the quad one wins or lack thereof, whatever it is. How closely do you personally follow that stuff at this stage of the season?
What would you like to know about KenPom and the net rankings? I got them right here in front of me, so I can tell you where we are. We're 23rd in the KenPom, we're 24th in net. I mean, I think you do follow it. The great thing about this conference, as hard as it is to win on the road, it gives you great opportunities. And we still have, you know, we still have 6 more road games. We got 7 more home games. So we still have a lot of opportunities out there to kind of move the needle in the right direction and keep on going. And that's what this time of year is all about.